1 o'clock Wednesday afternoon.
Robert!
Yeah?
I think you need to see this.
What? It's a letter.
Yeah, Johnny, Robert. I found it in a sock drawer.
Mary.
What?
Now, I told you, you can't be doing that. In a couple of years, it's going to get worse.
Oh, I was just...
Yeah, right. Okay, you keep snooping. You find that Playboy in a condom. You're keeping it to yourself, okay?
Anyway, just read the letter.
What? Dear Santa? I already read this. It was his letter from Christmas.
No, this was the letter the day after Christmas.
Okay, dear Santa, you must be surprised I'm writing you today, the 26th of December.
Well, I'd very much like to clear up certain things that have occurred since the beginning of the month. I asked for a bicycle, an electric train set, a pair of rollerblades, and a football uniform. I destroyed my brain studying the whole year. Not only was I the first in my class, but I had the best grades in the whole school. I would go on errands and even help the elderly cross the street. There was virtually nothing I wouldn't do for humanity. What balls do you have leaving me a fucking yo-yo, a stupid-ass whistle, and a pair of socks?
Oh, my God.
The fuck are you thinking, you fat son of a bitch?
Oh my.
That you've taken me for a sucker the whole fucking year to come out with some shit like this under the damn tree?
Oh, my God.
As if you hadn't fucking... That little shithead across the street, so many fucking toys he can't even walk through his damn house. Please don't let me see you trying to fit your big fat ass down my chimney next year. I'll fuck you up. I'll throw rocks at those stupid ass reindeers of yours and scare them the fuck away so you always have to walk your big fat ass back to the North Pole. What? Just like I have to do since you didn't give me that fucking bike, you fucking ass. You know it, Santa. Fuck you.
Oh,
next year you'll find out how bad I can really fucking be, you fat son of a bitch. Sincerely, Johnny.
What the hell? Where did he learn that? I never... What?
Dad!
Nothing! What?
Come here!
God damn... What is it?
Read this.
This... I've never seen this before in my life.
Dad, I didn't ask you if you had seen it before. I asked you to read it.
Oh, all right. My glasses are upstairs. I was just telling you that I...
Dad.
Never,
Dad, how could you have known about this and not told us or something? Obviously, Johnny has some severe anger problems and needs some help.
Severe anger problems? God, you PCP. Come on. Johnny just got pissed because Santa stiffed him. Pair of socks. Hey, it wasn't half as bad as what he wrote his girlfriend for Valentine's.
You've got to be kidding me.
Oh, but he didn't give it to her.
Well, I'll go find it.
Mary, now, wait a second. Let me come and help you.
We now take you to... The Moment. Yes, folks, the moment where parents cross that line and invade their child's privacy, ensuring that forever after, the kid will now act like a teenager. Our son's room.
Indeed.
We have to do this, Robert.
I know.
Oh, stop your whining. When I went into your room, Robert, I found you smacking the meat. At least Johnny's at school.
Yeah, I guess. All right, Mary, you check the sock drawer. I'll get the closet.
Oh, let me check under the bed.
1 hour later.
All I'm finding is some Mad magazines and some basketball cards.
Honey, I've gone through all his drawers. There's nothing here.
I know. I got some baseballs and some clothes and some CDs. Nothing.
Yet another half hour later.
Oh, I found! This magazine says the word damn in it.
Oh my God, we're screwed. We've totally destroyed our son's room and found absolutely nothing.
Oh my God, there's stuff everywhere.
Hey, parents never learn.
Oh my God, was today Wednesday?
Yeah.
Shit! Johnny gets off at 2 today.
It's 2:15.
Hello?
Hey,
everybody, I'm
home. Oh my God.
Jesus. Johnny, stay downstairs. Your mother and I are... We're having sex.
What?
Why? In my room?
Oh my God, Robert.
Is that Grandpa up there too?
Oh no, Johnny, I'm in the other room. Listening.
Oh, Dad, just put everything back under the bed. Oh, Mary, put that back in the drawer.
Something's going on. I'm coming upstairs.
No!
Oh my God. What are you doing?
Son, we have to level with you. We found that letter to Santa that you wrote last year.
What are you talking about?
Son, you know what we're talking about. The one where you're angry because of what you got?
Are you kidding me? That was an email I found in your email box that I printed up to show you what bad kids were out there and how good I was.
What? I never saw that. What were you doing looking at my email, Johnny?
Oh, yeah, snooping. I wonder where I learned that. Dad, I went on your account with Mom so we could search the internet to get your birthday present. all my internet sites are blocked because you got that parental lock thing on my name. And then the thing when you've got mail, when mom was out of the room and I read it. I'm sorry.
Oh, God, Robert, that's true. I remember.
God, Johnny, I'm so sorry. We were just... what we did was wrong. We'll clean up and go downstairs and play video games, whatever. Again, I'm so sorry.
Okay. I can't believe you do this to me.
The next night on the phone.
Oh, yeah, man, you can spend the night at my house because, see, my mom and my dad, they'll be all nice to me and let me have whatever I want. Because remember that time when you gave me that internet store? And it said fucking shit and all that stuff in it? Well, they found it. Oh, I know, it's no big deal, though, man, because they thought that I found... Oh, I lied my ass off, man, and they've got it because then they went to my room for some reason. Thank God they didn't check behind my dresser, and oh, it was awesome, man.
Listening in the living room.
We have no course of action here.
I know. Well, I mean, did you lie to your mom when you were a kid?
Yeah.
Yeah, my mom was oblivious.
Yeah, she was.
I guess the only question now is, what's behind the dresser?